And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you were listening to Joe Brack. That last song was Wishing Well. Ironically enough, one of the lyrics were say, no more religion by the Wishing Well. Didn't notice that until just recently, like 20 seconds ago. Yep. Yeah, so we had a good conversation about the Arabic Pledge of Allegiance. And now we'll do the stuff that we can all agree on. The love of scammers.
Whee!
They give so much.
My story.
And yet ask for so little.
My story.
She loves this.
It's a story.
She loves this.
I love
this
my stories.
Time for Pip's story.
It's like General Hospital, right, Pip?
You know what? I never got into those soaps, but the nighttime soaps, yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right. So when we last left Belinda, we were going to write some comedy together.
Right.
And she wanted money. And I was pretty much saying, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I'll send you some money. That's pretty much what it was?
Yeah, pretty much. She was like, oh, okay, well, I really hope that you decide to send me some money. That would be really great.
We all hope I send him some money.
Well, no. I know you won't.
September 4th, 2013, Dateline. It's 5:10 in the morning. And I see her online. I'm like, what time is it there? And I don't get a response, apparently. then I said, okay. And 5:11, she goes, were you able to send it yesterday? As you said, this is the $300.
Well, she gets cracking right off the bat.
Yeah, really?
That's like,
not even good morning?
Not high good morning. Go screw yourself. Where's the money?
Where's the dough?
Time's a-wasting. got other Belindas to talk to. So were you able to send it yesterday, as you said? I said, please, can we talk about this a bit more? A bit more when I'm awake. I do not feel well. It has been a rough night for me. She goes, okay. It's just that I want Kasha to be in school today, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I go, I understand. She goes, see you when you are more awake. I go, okay. So we resume at 8:06 a.m.
Oh, wow.
She goes, are you awake? 9:33 a.m. Hi, she says.
Where's the
11:45. Yoo-hoo!
9:35. I go, hi. She goes, are you awake now?
Yeah.
Are you awake? Oh, I gotta need this money, damn it. Just wake up, stupid.
Oh, I forgot to play our music to get into it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
What are you gonna do? I go, more than I was. Been a long time since I slept so poorly. She goes, why is that? I go, only one thing is different. She goes, and what is that? I go, I'm talking to it.
Definitely sold.
She goes, okay, were you able to send me the money yesterday?
They just gloss right over that.
Yeah, I don't hear you. La, 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 la. Where's
what?
My money?
Shouldn't
la,
the
la,
next
la,
sentence
la.
Be, and what's different?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it should.
Yeah.
I go, do you want the truth? She goes, yes. I go, I was putting the money in my wallet and about to go to Western Union. Then Becky called me. Remember Becky? My old friend who was the comedian who I was helping rehearse for the Weather Girl gig.
We
right.
do. We're wondering if she does. She better have the notes out.
I like to bring people back. You know, they were so important for season 3, but they haven't been here in a while.
You'll notice in the upcoming clips that are going to be posted that notes are important.
I appreciate seeing the Vassioli sisters every once in a while.
Yes,
so
yes,
do I.
Yes, so do yes, I.
Yes,
Vassioli sisters.
I go, then Becky called me. She asked me what I was doing, and I told her. She said she was coming right over. After my divorce, I told Becky everything. She's the first person I opened up to. I told her about Agnes, you, Mavis, the death of Richard, the numerous lies, our porn rating, my porn troubles, my work for our government, how I had been counseling scam victims, the picture I have of you and Mavis, how you dumped me after I could not send you money, and called our relationship fruitless.
Thanks for giving them their notes.
It's a lot to handle. Right?
Yeah, they go, bah, 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 bah.
Apparently they've just hit the iceberg.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I go, she said it was obvious you were a scammer.
Ooh.
Deep in my heart, I always suspected, even though I wanted to think you were different. She further said, I always fall for women who want me to help save them. It is in my nature to help people, she said. In that regard, you are similar to my ex, although neither time did I see it right away. She said, I think Belinda, Agnes, Ishmael, Bob, or whomever she really is really a scammer. But if you are unsure, do not send the money.
So what would... And that was
Becky telling this to me, which I'm relaying to.
Now, at this point, do you feel that you were traded and you were kind of out, but you're in? If you went all in and called her on the carpet, if she said go to hell, all right, whatever, you popped up anyway. What was your mindset when you wrote that?
Listen, once I went to the money play,
mm-hmm.
I knew the clock was ticking.
Yeah,
I knew I wasn't dealing with my girl. I knew they weren't really putting up with my shenanigans anymore. At least this is what I felt and everything. So I kind of got to go end game, hit them both. At this point, I don't feel I can get some good porn out of them.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel like my back's up against the wall.
Okay. And even though this one is a little bit more understanding than the guy,
yeah,
well,
so
probably the guy.
Where's the money?
But still, how much of the clock is that you felt that the clock was pretty much ticking on this?
That's why all along I had never gone, I'm going to send you money to Western Union. We did that with Flory when I got sick of her.
Right, but there was a lot, yeah, but basically you've laid out the deal.
Through
somebody else, which is Becky, but you laid out the deal.
Yes, yes.
Where they'll be like, nah, you know what I'm saying? On the other end of the computer.
all my Western Union receipts are on the table.
Right. All right.
She said, I think Belinda, Agnes, Ishmael, Bob, or whoever she is, is really a scammer. But if you are unsure, do not send the money. If she really likes you and finds you interesting and wants you in her life, she will stay. If not, you have your answer. It is sound advice. I want to help you, but I guess I will not rest until I know for sure. And at this point, with you, since there is so much distrust, actions will speak louder than words.
Can I stop you just for a second?
Sure.
Tom's saying all those notes, and he forgets about the Skype sessions. And then he goes, why do I feel like I'm talking about a rare album from some rock band? He goes, Deep Purple, the Skype sessions remastered.
No, the Skype sessions were my White Album.
Oh, yeah.
People ate horrible things due to my Skype sessions.
Smoke on the webcam.
The Skype sessions were the equivalent of Aerosmith Rock's album. You know, 9 great songs, probably the best we've done.
Rocks was a good album.
What?
Rocks was a good album.
And Skype was a good scam, anti-scamming.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So she goes, okay.
That's, oh my God, all of that, okay?
I go, yeah, so I go, so is this goodbye? She goes, I don't know, but I'm here. I go, what does that mean? Do you want to be in each other's life and see what happens, or do you want me out of your life, or do you want me out of your life? She goes, I don't know. I put my child's future in your hands, and this is what you have to tell me. You should have told me this earlier, so I could go out there and try to see if I could get anything. But I put my trust in you, and this is what you have to tell me.
Could you stop?
It's okay. Yeah.
Could you stop? That's on their end. That's pretty ingenious because you just laid it all out. You just called her on the carpet, and what is her play? To smack you with a guilt trip.
Yep. Yep.
Well played on her end. Very well played on her end. Well played on your end. I mean, it's a very good go between. I mean,
what do you think my move is?
I have no idea. I want to hear the rest of what she said.
I think you're going to try to trump that guilt trip and lay into her about more betrayal.
So I go, so this is all my fault? The fact that I can't trust you is my fault?
That's good.
This is a good volley.
Yeah.
This is a damn good volley, man. You both got the A game cooking right now.
Yep.
She goes, you can't trust me or you won't help me. Let's just forget I asked you anything. I go, if I could trust you, I would help you.
You know what the visual would look right now? You remember in Rocky 3 with Clubber Lang and Rocky? Oh, I'm going to get you. That's what it looks like, man. I mean, right back and forth, man. Everybody's got their A game cooking.
Well, Joe, we knew you were expecting the best from us.
Well, I'm getting it.
In September of 2013, we know Joe's going to have expectations.
Because even though you both are full of shit, you're not horsing around with it.
She goes, have to go and look for money to secure the future of my daughter. Talk to you when
Whoa.
I can.
Oh, to
oh,
secure
nice,
the future
nice,
of my daughter.
Nice, nice. Well played. Well played. Well played.
I go, okay. I think Becky might have been correct. If so, then I do not think you will talk to me anymore, and I guess this might be goodbye. She goes, what do you think she goes?
Okay.
I would say okay.
She goes, I don't know what this is.
What?
And I go, okay.
Dick.
I go, if you are not what you say you are, I'm willing. If you are not what you say you are, I'm willing to forgive you. If you are what you say you are, then maybe we can build a friendship and see what happens from there. If you want to write comedy or porn, I will help you as best I can. I guess the thing I can't do is just blindly send money right now.
I don't know what's the point of sticking with you. I don't, you know,
I'm very interesting and entertaining, Joe.
Yeah.
They've said as much themselves.
I understand that. But the thing about it is, if they're in a group, they're trying to make money off. Now, if that guy comes back, the guy that had a big problem with you, mm-hmm. all right, if he comes back and if he's the ringleader or whatever, how are you making out with him?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you've been at this for about a week. Have you got any? No. You know, then.
Well, I told you, I'm kind of sensing that, too. You know, I'm kind of sensing that I'm at the end, too.
Their clock's ticking, too. Yeah.
She goes, how can I work whilst the future of my child fades away? How would you feel if your child was sent to the hospital and someone promises to give you money? Upon arrival, the person says he cannot trust you again. How would you feel? That's how I feel now.
Wait, kid's not in the hospital. So, what a bullshit. Boy, the guilt.
But you gotta give it to him or her. I mean, he just laid the car, called him her right on the carpet,
yep.
And she's staring at everything.
Yep.
And she could go, gotta go. She just fired back with a ton of guilt. Okay. Where if you were if you weren't strong, you know, an emotional state, which a lot of these
Jewish guilt has no effect on
me. I understand. But, you know, if you're in a state where a lot of these folks are, you know, you might go, well, I the easy way. She's throwing all this in him, and he's like, no, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, she didn't cower. She doubled down.
She didn't cower, and, you know, I mean, they're creeps, but in this volley, you got to hand it to her or him. They just fired right back. He didn't care.
Trucker Tom says, in his snobby British accent, "Ah, yes, playing the child card, followed with a relationship guilt retort.
My
good
word.
Show, sir.
My word, sir. Very well played, sir, with the guilt.
Very good display."
One always wanted to hear that a British accent from a Michigan former truck driver. Wanted to hear that accent.
Yes. Good show, sir.
I would have to do with my English accent with a Long Island accent for right now. Oh, sorry, Tom.
I go. So now she's in the hospital?
Yeah.
She goes, she is not. It's how I'm feeling now.
Oh, bullshit.
There's a fumble on the play.
Oh. All right.
Oh, Sanchez ran into a butt. It's a butt fumble.
Yeah. I mean, he's made about three completions. Now he fumbled.
Yeah,
flag of the play.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens.
The pressure was too intense.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My God. So now she's in the hospital. Is that your new story? I love that.
I go, well, that is good. She goes, it's been nice talking to you. I go, this is not my fault. I did not put you in this financial situation. I am not the reason your family would rather feed a dog than educate a family member.
Oh, there he goes.
I'm not the one who lied time and time again. I'm not the one who called us fruitless and cast the other aside like yesterday's trash. I did not do this. If you would have been a bit more patient with me, we would be married now, and Kasha would be on the school bus with my daughter.
Oh!
Joe.
I love it. I love it.
You've addressed all the guilt. all the guilt she handed you. You said you just rearranged and threw right back at her.
And she channeled and Joe for post show and said, I'm not on trial now.
Yeah. Trucker Tom says, damn.
But that
an African American chitlin voice.
But yeah, you won that. But yeah. You won that round, Mr. Davin.
Now it sounds like Pip's house when the succotash is ready.
Yeah. But it's like all that guilt, she laid down this guilt trip, and you took that guilt trip and turned it around and threw it back on her, and she's getting no money.
That's stupid.
Again, but culturally Jewish, I know guilt.
Yeah.
Yes.
She goes, and to think I started writing porn today to show my appreciation for your help.
Note to Joe in 2017 and clip on that. The stinger.
Lisa says, guilting back. Well played, Davin. And Tom says, and fake Rosenblatt lands that victorious right hook.
That was a nice
vicious right hook.
That was a nice comeback, man. You shot it right back at her. Wow, in spades.
That was great. That's like, Oh, my God, your neighbor flips you the bird. You go over, you take your garbage can, dump it on their front lawn. Fuck you!
And their game plan is to hit back with the guilt. Now, you had them on the ropes with a simple fact that that hospital thing they screwed up on.
Yep.
That was, they
showed
their hand.
It's almost like they lie.
Or exaggerate.
No.
Not this girl. No.
I go, if you've been writing porn, it is for you. I understand you are very emotional, but at some point you need to take responsibility for your actions. This could have been much different for us. She goes, it's been nice talking to you. Thanks for everything. Best of luck.
I'm out.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. I go, so then Becky was right. Why can't you just admit it and then we part in peace? I go, why can't you just tell me that I was nothing more than a white mugo, which is their word for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stupid people.
Uh-huh, it's all out.
I go, it's cool. If I was more, you would understand, and we would see where we wound up. Is it so hard to say I tried to scam you because it's a cultural thing and I wanted some money? Just say it. Yeah. I'm not going to flip out on you or curse at you. I'm not Richard. I can handle it.
You want to know something? I like how it's all real now, but we're going to keep some of the bullshit in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I can stick to the script. I'm like that.
Yeah, right?
He has his notes.
Yo, and you're a scammer. Richard Eldorado, unfortunately, is dead. Much to Joe's chagrin.
Richard Eldorado.
Yeah, much to Joe's chagrin. He was written out of the script. And gives
it yourself out of the script. I built it.
Oh my God.
I'm not Richard. I can handle it. Lord knows the past year I've dealt with enough heartache, bullshit, and disappointment. This would just be one more. Just say it. And she says,
bye.
I spent a lot of money to go to the cafe just for you to see me. I spent a lot of money to buy airtime just to talk to you. You do think I would do all these things if you were a white mugu, as you say?
Yes, because that's what the supervisor's been busting your balls about. Those three issues. You're costing us here. I haven't seen a fucking dime out of this guy. Figure it out. You know?
And I say, if the people who you work for think I was a big enough financial gain, then sure, it is possible.
Because like I said, those points, that's not something overhead. That's what the head guy's been barking at them about.
Yeah.
You know, you spend your money in this cafe, you're going back and forth, haven't seen a dime out of this guy. You know what the you're fucking our margin here.
Yeah. These are normal costs of business, but you have to have a payday.
It gets to, you know what, in sales, there's a certain cost of business, but there are sometimes I'll pass on stuff because my margin is next to nothing. I'm like, well, go somewhere else. Well, I'm only making a 5% margin. I'll see in the funny papers.
Yeah,
you know, you cut your bait. You know,
I go, do you think I would have lost everything if I did not love you? She goes, the people I work for. What does that mean?
He's the guy that's looking down with you, tapping his foot.
What does that mean?
I go, I know how these scams work. I told you I had people in your country. I had a hand in the guy from Liberty going down. Remember, Liberty was this like financial institution where a lot of the scammers were placing their money and everything, getting money, and it all went to shit.
Yeah.
So this
was
going on right around.
So what happened? Liberty scammed them?
No, it just collapsed and everything.
And that's where the scammers were putting their money.
Yeah. A lot of yeah. We covered it on the story.
Lisa says, quota needs to be made. And Trucker Tom says, right now Belinda's trainers are yelling at each other to throw the damn towel in.
No! As Rocky saying no, as you look I go, the question is, are you a diamond in the rough or just some more scammer scum?
Ooh.
She goes, I think it will be better. And here, it's hilarious. You still think that lowly of me. Goodbye and continue with your life.
It's hilarious?
Yes, she's very amused that I would think she's a scammer.
Uh-huh.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? Now get over to that Western Union and send me the money.
I do not mean you are scum. I just get emotional when I think of Richard and the people that get hurt in these things. I'm sorry for that. I was apologizing before you wrote that. It was harsh. Sorry again for that.
Now why are you backpedaling now?
To keep this going.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
So what made you at that point decide to keep it going? If it's like that and she's, you know,
You know what it is to do one of these, come up with one of these bits?
She started writing porn, man. What are you thinking?
She wrote porn.
I understand that, but about
I wanna hear what it was.
5 minutes ago, you're like, I'm all in, who knows how long the time. Now it's right there.
Well, I also like to fuck with them emotionally.
Okay.
The way they do to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want to hear the porn.
Exactly. She goes, it's fine, but this is just a piece of advice for you.
Oh?
Learn to leave the past behind you and move on. Goodbye and the best of luck with your life. I don't like it when people make me feel this way.
Happens to you a lot, doesn't it, honey?
How about the people that you destroy? How do you think they feel?
Exactly.
Asshole.
Yeah.
I'm their revenge.
Yeah. Yep.
I go, we're all made up of our past, are we not? It gives us context for our present, does it not? She goes, I'm sorry if I've hurt you in any way.
That's her to you?
That's her to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait, one second. That is such a bullshit thing to say in any context. I'm sorry if I hurt you in any way. It doesn't take any responsibility for knowing what the hurt was
You
did it.
She probably doesn't know what the hurt is.
Well, you got to remember, they don't care.
No, I know. But it's,
you know,
just
it's not like a real thing between like him and, you know, a chick.
No,
or if he would say, you know,
right,
they don't care.
In a real relationship, bullshit. In a fake relationship, still bullshit. Hate it. Go ahead.
I go, I have accepted a lot of your apologies. Now you will not accept mine? She goes, I have accepted it. But we can keep going on this way. We're always going around in circles. It doesn't help anyone. Let's just move on. I go, good. I agree. I just want us to be friends right now. We always made each other laugh. We picked each other up. We can do that again. If that is all we ever are, then great. If we become more, then it is in God's will.
Oh, good move.
And it's, you know what? She's starting to change her tune or their tune, which leads us back to another facet of the story where he's an interesting person to deal with during the day, even though they're not making a dime off of him. Because right then and there, he should have been told to go to hell.
Yeah, yeah. And this person is being more, you're hurting my widow feelings, calling me this scammer stuff.
Well, he knows how to play a chick better.
Yeah, yeah, this person really does.
She goes, it hurts me to know you have the power to help me, but you won't because of my past. I understand, but it hurts so bad. Thanks for everything. I say, Belinda, if I send you the money now, I will never know for sure. You say forget the past, but you've hurt me so often. If we stay in each other's life, maybe I can learn to trust you again. Our relationship really messed with my head. When you were done with me, I felt like a worthless piece of human garbage. Close to a year, and you said it was all fruitless. I forgive you, but the pain is there. And there, I'm channeling a victim.
Yes.
That's because that's unfortunately how a lot of people who have been scammed feel.
Yes.
You know, their trust has been spit on and thrown out.
Tom says, good. Can I borrow $50?
She goes, so why won't you help me just for this once?
That's about the same thing that Tom just said.
Yep.
She goes, I am on my knees. I'm begging you to please help me. Please. The boss is right here. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what she should have said was, you know, if I felt any way I hurt you, I didn't mean to. I love you.
Well, she said that before. I didn't mean to hurt you.
But, you know, but after this.
Tip shit all over.
Even this statement. I mean, even after this statement, she should have said something like that. She goes right on to, you know, wanting to be helped. Somebody tells you something like that. Do you just immediately go into something, how you want something?
If you're a bad scammer. I go, Belinda, do not beg me. I can help you earn money, but I just can't give it to you. She goes, okay. I go, what's the latest on Rita's mother's funeral? Because remember, a few weeks ago, Rita's mother's funeral, they had a plan for it.
Yeah, and they had to put it aside for something.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last I ever spoke to Belinda.
Oh, never said anything back
to
you.
That was the end of Belinda. She blocked me from Facebook.
Wow.
So, but we'll have other Belinda-related stuff down the line.
Yes.
Because we still have Sickly Sue a little bit with that. And we have some other tangents and some other interesting things and some loose ends to tie up. But September 4th, 2013, at 10:38 a.m. was the last correspondence I ever heard from Belinda. And fittingly enough, it was okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thoughts?
Wow.
She's given so much.
She has.
I think she'll be back.
No, she's not back. That's it. I never spoke to her again.
2013.
Never spoke to her again.
You've got surprises.
No, I'm telling you. I would tell you. I never said that before. When it ended before, I never said. No, I'm telling you. She's not coming back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Joe. If she comes back, I'll eat dog food. If not, you eat dog food.
No.
Oh. She ain't coming back.
Yeah.
I never spoke to her again. Now, like I said, there's other Belinda-related stuff, but I never spoke to her again.
Wow. Lisa says, yeah, there's nothing worse than being unfriended, LOL.
Well, Belinda-related stuff, maybe you're saying you never spoke to that person as the scammer that's portraying Belinda.
No. I never spoke to the profile, Belinda Abbey.
Yeah.
Friska Abbey, or whatever name she's going with. Whatever never spoke to that person, to anybody pretending to be Belinda again.
Wow, so they made one last volley at you, and then when you were like, nope, can't give up the pass, can't get past the hurt. You just dumped me, and I'm not going to give you money. I can help you make it, but I won't give it to you. They're like, okay, dead end.
Well, you know, I'm not.
I could have said I'll send you money tomorrow. I could have dragged it out one more day. But.
Yeah, but it was just such a short.
Well, you made the conscious effort to lay down your cards on the table and expose them.
I don't see another.
Right. And then basically, he came back at you with the whole guilt thing. You shot back more guilt. And then, you kind of put your car. You said how upset you were and betrayed. And on their end, I get a funny feeling is the boss was watching everything. And that was the end. They can't make any money off of you. It's just a waste of time.
Listen, man, I started talking to her. And first contact was, July
2012.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And last contact, September 2013.
That's incredible. No money exchange.
We started doing Belinda in 2012 when she was Agnes. We're ending it in March 2015. We got a lot of the Belinda.
Yeah, we sure did.
We're not done, but we're not talking to her anymore.
But the interesting thing about it is how much money did it cost them?
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Like I said, a lot of people don't think about what time. Like in my day program, the way sometimes they write up, the way we enter stuff and stuff mm-hmm. like that. My operations department is clueless about how long it takes to do things. How long it takes something. And I was saying to them, I go, when you put a part number and it's ridiculous to do. It's like it looks like an algebra equation. How we're not working for free. How much time is it costing for us to do something? We don't work for free.
Right.
So how much time is being invested? And on that end, with everything they do, I'm sure studies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How much time did it – how much time in their time going to the cafe, correspondence, electricity, internet costs?
When you're doing a cost analysis.
Think about how many people see it by IC because they're pretty good.
Because they
by keeping them busy.
Because they were spending so much time with you, they weren't getting to other people during that time.
Yep. Right, on the good part of that, yes. But also on their end, how much money they take from people, how much money they spent in their time, and with electricity. You look at everything that you look at what it costs to do business.
Remember, we got several of their scamming crew on video chat. That's how in they were at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't want, that's not a normal move.
They tried every trick in the book, and towards the end, they tried every trick in the book, couldn't do it. When you try everything, it gets to a point with anything where if you get to a point where you go, well, I've tried everything. I've done everything. I've tried everything. It's time to move on.
You know what? Theoretically, I could have sent a lesser amount of money to keep it going.
Yeah, but you know what? That would have just been...
That would have defeated the whole purpose.
Yeah, the whole purpose.
You send money, that defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, it's like, don't help them way.
Yeah, the object of the game is to keep them from getting anything.
I think we did.
In this case, yeah, absolutely.
I think we did a good thing. And listen, she gave so much. I was upset. I was upset, to see Belinda go.
Yeah.
But I missed talking to the girl.
Right.
I didn't really like these other people.
What I miss was all the good radio we got from all the scenarios and stuff like that. Like I said, I sit with all of it and listen to all of it. So you really.
Don't worry, Joe. You still got much more ahead of it.
But what I'm saying is, you get really on my end. I get sucked in, because I hear all of it.
Sure.
And it's like there was a lot of interesting, good dynamic. The general theme of it, though, really hasn't changed. Yep. I need money. I'll help you make money. I don't get the money. Goodbye, I hate you. Hi, we're back. I want money. I'll help you make money. I don't want, so the general theme of it.
Joe, because she's a scammer.
I understand that. But it's funny where the general framework of it doesn't change. The dynamic does, and the storylines are so intriguing and interesting.
Well, this is why it was so much fun, because it's just like American sitcoms. You know, we know the players. We know what kind of shenanigans they're going to get into. We know that Mr. Furley is going to catch Jack bent over a table and you know, thinks he's doing something sexual and gay. You know, it's like, how many times we're going to think that happens?
Mm. It also shows what they will do, how ruthless they are.
Oh.
And where we are in a spot on this show where it's a point of entertainment and helping people, obviously, we're not that emotionally involved. So when they try all these tricks in the book, it's kind of entertaining on how we respond and handle it.
Let's remember, at one point I was emotionally involved.
Yeah, you were.
At one point, remember, I thought it was possible that this girl had come clean. And now maybe we were in the wrong.
Oh, God, yeah.
And at one, remember, I was spending hours and hours every day with this person. And I was enjoying talking to this person.
Right.
So I did have feelings. I said it on the air. I like this person.
Yes.
I have feelings for this person. Not the people who I talked to subsequently.
Right.
Once the husband got involved, it all went to shit.
Yeah, oh, boy, yeah, he was sore as hell.
Yeah.
He didn't like you.
But I still contend the girl liked me.
Yes. I think so, too. That tone. That was really, I mean, that was great acting.
Because
she's not that good of an actress.
Think about the life that she leads there. Think about the life that she leads. You're the brightest part of her day. Regardless if she's a scammer or not, you're the brightest part of the day. The old man came in and said, look, we're not making money with this guy. He's out of here. And he took over. He goes, give me the damn computer. Give me the damn laptop. I'll handle this. And that's what happened.
Yep.
And then apparently, you know, you got the big thing. You called her, right?
I spoke to her.
Right. And, you know, she sounded so friendly and stuff like that.
Yep.
And maybe he was starting to get back on board. Then in my feeling, you got sold to this other person.
Mm-hmm.
Another person in the group.
Yeah.
And maybe said, let me see what I can do. And obviously, he can't make a dime off of him, which is the whole point of the game. But you know, well, if it is
fortunately,
what it is.
we still have one woman from a foreign land who still keeps on giving to our show. We still have Ann Jackson.
As much as she hates us,
yes. How many Mr. Davins kids?
We have to change gears and go into Mr. I started writing Dr. Davin.
Dr. Davin!
I elevated
you.
I
went to school.
I'm thinking four tonight. I'm feeling four.
Joe's feeling four.
Okay. I'm thinking three.
Three?
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling. Oh, by the way, Tom says, it's ending like Breaking Bad. We see fake Davin lying on a bed. The camera slowly zooms out to show his laptop and broadcaster surrounding him as Baby Blue by Badfinger's playing. He's written fan fiction for you.
He always does. I can always count on Tom to create an alternative world for me to play in.
That's
much
great.
Like I do for Scammers, Tom does for us.
Lisa says four. Tom is with me and says three. Joe's girl says four.
Hey.
Of course she is. Finally one who agrees with you. Joe, yes. Enjoy it. Let's get to it. Now, when we last left our pal Ann Jackson, everybody was shit-faced that played the drinking game. Because she was fucking like no tomorrow.
Wow, she was cursing like there's no tomorrow.
And she was hating me. She was hating me, and she was hating America. Not a fan of the pledge. She was not a fan of the Pledge of Allegiance, Joe. So we will go to Ann Jackson.
Mafias.
March 26, 2014. You even do not know the truth. You do not know how to deal with the scam. Fuck off! We're right into it, aren't we?
Everybody's been right out of the gate this tonight. Jesus Christ.
Bullshit. Not tonight,
yeah.
Joe.
Wow, yeah.
This is how Brown Cotton helped me, because I did contact FBI. You are a liar, knowing nothing about the truth. Can you help the victims? Ask yourself. You cannot. Because I talk to myself all the time and get a variety of answers.
I think I can. I think I can swindle them. Stop that. No, I'll wander. Oh, no, I can help them.
And then she reveals an always entertaining conversation between one of her and one of the main players.
Oh, God.
This is between her and Brown Cotton, who, of course, works for IC3 of the FBI.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Sorry. Brown Cotton Eye Joe.
She goes, I don't know. This. She goes, you mean? This is from June 11th, 2011, this conversation.
Okay.
She goes, you mean? He goes, hello. She goes, I can pay half and half. but no sweets and low. I don't even know what that means.
She's going to give him a half and half? What?
He goes, but your funds can only be transferred after the full amount of $1,200 has been completely paid. And $1,200, they write with the dollar sign after the last zeros. Not
yes.
the way an American would, which be dollar sign $1,200.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She goes, one question. The first payment for Jimmy Jones, about $7,000 at Singapore Airport. Is it also a scam? Because he asked for help from me. He goes, all. It's all a scam. She goes, got it. Where did Jimmy get killed? Mr. Brown, in Singapore. In Asia? He goes, United Kingdom. She goes, what do you mean? He goes, the killers are from Asia. Is it because of the fees you are interrogating me? He's had enough of these questions. And he immediately goes, is it the money? Which you would not do. The
no.
money would not. You, the person wants to know.
Yeah.
You want to go, is it the money? Because we can negotiate.
Wow.
She goes, no, I am raising the hold to save transfer fee. I must pay the transfer fee here. She goes, send the one you have now. He goes, so send the one you have now so that I can start due process. She goes, today morning, here in Japan, okay? Western Union is open at 10 or 11. He goes, okay. She can't wait to give him the money.
Oh, my God.
I should have hooked her. If I had known in 2011, I would have had her send some money to Belinda, and I'd still be talking to her.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Oh, my God. I'm putting on my sneakers now.
Yeah, really.
She goes, is the killer also in Japan, too? Do I need to report to the local police here? I told them about this before. 3 times.
Oh, course. They must love her.
He goes, no, killer's not in Japan. We don't have an office there. And your local police will not attend to you since Jimmy Jones is not from Japan and he's not a local. She goes, you are right.
They've told me as much.
She's a complete asshole.
I got Tretz here in Japan, too. The phone no number show Japanese phone number in June or July. I forgot. They tried to scam me again and again. He goes, they are not in Japan. Take my word, okay? No, they're right here, asshole. I'll tell you exactly where the scammers and murderers are.
Yeah.
Where am I? Where are we?
Yeah. Sitting a couple feet away from me.
Yeah.
He's on another call.
She goes, okay, thank you. I was so scared because they called me often before. He goes, any movement you get about them, just let me know immediately. She goes, okay. How many killers? He goes, there are two. Pedro and the other lady. She goes, Jayanthi Maram? Remember, we're starting to learn about these people. Maybe this is her fake name. He goes, yes. Good idea. Wish I would have thought of it.
Yeah.
She goes, from Singapore? He goes, no, not from Singapore. From Malaysia.
Oh, so far away.
She goes, she gave me her phone number at the beginning. Brown goes, she goes there. Jackson goes, she said she's a lawyer. He goes, fake. And trust me, I know.
Yeah.
She goes, fake lawyer? He goes, yes. She goes, she is a Thai woman. He goes, she is the same. And she goes, and Pedro is a bank lawyer. And he goes, with Brown. She goes, yes. Now I got it. He goes, yes. She goes, everything. Jayanthi Maratham, Thai woman. He goes, send the fees. You have the first thing tomorrow morning so that I can start, okay?
Oh.
Get up with this chatter.
Yeah, enough of humor, you stupid.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, all right, enough of this shit. Just send me the cash.
Which is kind of like Belinda.
Yes.
Yeah, enough of this shit. Let's get back to business.
Yeah, yeah. Stop reciting the Mickey Mouse Club. You got all the players. All right, where's my money?
Pretty much, yeah. She goes, okay, Mr. Brown, this is a murder case. Of course it is.
By the way, Lisa says, they were coming to her door with a white jacket. And then Tucker Tom says, they're coming to take me away.
She goes, he goes, have a nice day. I'll wait for your mail tomorrow. She goes, okay. He goes, thanks.
Have a great day sending me money.
She goes, I will send you the message with the MTCN, which is the
message. The code to get the money.
Okay. He goes, okay. She goes, thank you for your help. He goes, welcome.
You're welcome.
She goes, but that fake Jimmy, he is man or woman? Brown goes, woman. So she goes, so the group is at least three, or three, Jayanthi Maram. Got it. That fake Jimmy is arrested, the woman. This is what you said, right? He goes, yes. They work with Pedro.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
Can we, she's like, Jackson goes, that Pedro must be in death penalty. I don't know if there is a death penalty in the UK. Sorry. She goes, please do not complain a lot while we are handling everything. Mrs. Brown.
That's what... Wait, he said
Brown
that?
Said that?
Yeah, please do not complain a lot while we were handling anything. Enough,
wow.
Woman!
Will you shut up? Will you shut up?
The balls!
He's just sitting there going, Jesus Christ, shut up!
Yeah, just
like the men that played Belinda.
Yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah,
same MO.
Yeah, Lisa's like, oh, just send the damn money.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not good. She goes, got it. Thank you. He goes, okay. She goes, see ya. He goes, see you tomorrow. Bye. Next day, I guess, or later. Brown goes, hello. She goes, sir, please tell me where to pay the money. He goes, I just sent you the email right now. She goes, can you send the details to me? He goes, yes. She goes, really? He goes, send it to me directly. You have my name, London, UK. She goes, by Western Union? He goes, yes. She goes, right? She goes, he goes, are you sending now? He goes, are you sending now? She goes, do you arrest the criminal? He goes, so I can be ready. She goes, Western Union is far from place I live, and we cannot pay for it by credit card. Oh, now we got a problem. He goes, you can send now, so that we can finish the process by Monday, and we'll receive your money by that same Monday. She goes, got it! He goes, you can pay by credit card, too. She goes, no, in Japan. He goes, why? She goes, we cannot. He goes, Japan? She goes, I'm in Japan. He goes, let me check. And all of a sudden, this is Abbott and Costello. two rubes.
But and it's just like she's like pantingly excited to send him the money. Oh. You know, like hurry up and send me the details so I can give you my money.
Send me the money, Costello. I'm trying, Abbott. I gotta find Western Union. I'll go right down the street, Costello.
He goes, let me check. She goes, yes, you can check it. He goes, please hold on. She goes, okay. He goes, are you there? She goes, yes. She goes, and I must pay $1,200. Maybe tonight I can do it to raise money. She goes, you send the one you have, then you send the other half. That will be a good idea so that duty can start. Listen, sweetheart, we gotta keep the lights on. Just send what you got.
Yeah, right.
we got other people who are scamming.
Keep the lights on. Yeah, we're trying to keep the lights on this joint. Oh. You send us something.
Trucker Tom's like, what a dope.
No, Tom. Expert. She goes, what do you mean? Do I need to pay other? No? He goes, I have to take it to the bank, fill all papers, and tell them to hold that you will send the half. Nothing to pay after $1,200. She goes, got it. He goes, okay, go now.
run to send me the money. Run.
She goes, I will ask my friend to help me if he can. Then I can complete it soon. He goes, I'll wait online for you because I got other people that need my attention. She goes, hope to get it soon. He goes, okay. She goes, I will send mail to you. He goes, alert me when you are through, okay? She goes, how is that criminal? He sent Yahoo to me 2 or 3 days ago. He wanted to scam me again, that Pedro. He goes, we'll trace him. That's it. Relax, okay?
Yeah, we got that. Now just go send the money.
Yeah, the friend.
Pretty much. She goes, he tries to scam me $5,300 this time, his plan. Brown goes, he will remain in jail pleading with FBI. She goes, I have no idea if it will send a message to me, but I blocked him out. Do you want me to do anything to help you?
Oh, boy.
No, don't worry. We'll do this scamming around here. We'll do this scamming around here.
Yeah.
Brown goes, I will let you know later. In the meantime, you go and try to make the money complete and send it, okay? She goes, okay. Thank you. He goes, okay. You're welcome.
Oh. Ah. Oh.
Then she continues lighting into me.
Wow.
She goes, I got your message. We focus on this is from Brown. I guess this is Brown to her. No, this is from I don't know who the hell this is from. We'll find out together.
Okay.
This is correspondence between her and one of them.
Okay.
I got your message. We focused on the case as well as waiting to finalize your funds to be transferred into your bank account. We will do everything possible within our reach to protect you and your friend Mr. James H. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
The soldier. We're protecting him now, too. As it may interest you to know, that is so-called scammers are using the personal names and details of people to do their scam activities. They have used James Miller, and your friend's name is James Miller. They also did use his personal details, which we will deal with and accordingly with the Court of Justice. We advise you to remain calm as everything has been forwarded to the appropriate section for handling. Yours sincerely, Honorable David Copper. Who's another FBI guy, but this one's in Ghana.
Honorable David Copper.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this is going
to
get a name number.
Because FBI people refer to themselves as the Honorable.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
Somebody's got to have some honor here.
Yeah.
So-called Mr. Devin.
So-called Mr. Devin?
So-called Mr. Devin.
She says that?
Yes.
Wait, are we allowed to pick
of
so-called
course, still
Mr.
Davin?
It's still
Mr. Davin. A so-called.
It's a qualified.
A fucking Mr. Davin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah. So-called Mr. Davin. I do not respect you anymore. You are a liar because I do not see how you can get awards from the U.S. or me. By the way, James H. Miller falls for a woman, and that woman is not me. And then damn it all, red and bold.
Damn it all, red and bold.
You and big letters. You do not reply to me. Then she talks about the victim who originally called us and brought this to our attention.
Yes.
And then she directs this to that woman.
Okay.
You are a fucking asshole. Your fucking idiot questions make me mad. You do not reply to... Oh, this is directed at me. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is you?
This is me, yes.
Are you the asshole or is she the
always.
Asshole?
Well, the opening salutation gives it away, so...
You are an asshole! You're an asshole, you're an asshole, what an asshole, yo dido.
Well played. Not very nice. I refute my religion and this is what I get. She goes, you do not reply to me about the woman who called us. Case. She is a fucking bitch full of lies. Does Green ask this bitch money? I can tell you that Green will never ask this bitch money. He is not that kind. Oh. Now she's called him worse herself.
Oh, yeah.
About the Miller case, James H. Miller does not contact me often. You never know the truth. This is why these people do not reply to you, because they think you are wicked. This is why the scammers don't reply to me, because they think I'm wicked.
Okay. They don't. You're a bad boy. They won't talk to you.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Why do I need to contact a person who is a fucking asshole destroying my life, whole life by financial loss? They use me to get the job at UN. Americans are wicked. James H. Miller, Parker D. Green use me to get a job at UN after idiot Melvin Santos contacted me. They are enjoying their life at UN, are they? Are they all hanging out together?
Yeah.
These fucking assholes. Green's daughter Jennifer is like Thai woman, Jayanthi Marum, because she is not a human being.
It's like a daughter to her. She was like a daughter to her.
Yeah.
She was like, I keep on harping on this.
Yeah, but when last we left off, was she an asshole or was
she was
a
an
daughter?
Asshole.
Oh, yeah. That's
an asshole, but even though that she emphasized it, though, you loved her like a daughter.
Yeah.
And very, it just shows you where she is in her mind.
I don't know where she is in her mind.
No, it's just.
I get to deal with
her. Doesn't know.
Is like Thai woman, Jayanthi Marum, because she is not a human being and cheated on my money many times. Shame on Americans. You should feel shame.
I do feel shame.
Go to look at that fucking Interpol, HP. There is not many arrests anymore. Interpol are lazy and they could do nothing. Green once told me that Eric Bohr listened to my advice because I am a real victim who knows the truth about the scam. Did he?
No.
You know nothing! You are fake hosting a radio show only and help nobody.
And
this whole people listening, this is all fake.
Yeah, this is all real. And Tom, it's because of the moonshine you're drinking.
Ooh.
He said he was.
But you know what?
Yes, he said, bitch is driving me to drink. Thank God for moonshine.
Yeah. Like how we're blaming a victim, Tom.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
But the whole thing is like, the whole thing is about she's damning Americans. One correspondent, all the money's being moved around the UK and Asia.
Yeah.
With it, you know, I mean, the American soldier thing is, you know, she might blame it on American soldiers, but all the money has been moving around the UK and Asia. That one dime has crossed through the U.S. Am I right about this?
You are correct.
Well, and in that section where she is talking back and forth with Brown Cotton, he says they use American people's profiles. Ta-da! She missed that part, did she?
She missed a lot of shit.
Yeah. Good point.
Let's
good point.
And damn it all red. A real help does not kill person but support him or her. These people are fucking assholes and they kill my whole life. I will kill myself soon due to these fucking scams. Even Brown Cotton arrested my scammers. 14 people who Brown Cotton, James Miller, Eric Bohr, David Copper, and I know. My real scammers are mafias dealing with drug. They killed Jimmy Jones scamming me at the same time. It is sad, and I never get healed because Jimmy is dead. She really believes she lost a friend.
Wow.
They killed a character. He's as dead as Richard
Eldorado. Yeah. They're in the same crypt.
Yes. They're hanging out with Mr. Whiskers together up in fake heaven, which might be the real heaven for all I know. I'm writing it all off.
But that's what happened. That's what happened. They killed off a character the way we killed off Richard El Dorado and Mr. Whiskers. Somebody forgot to check their spam filter on their end, too, Joe.
Oh, damn it. I got to kill a character now. I didn't see that come in.
You,
but I like the way she puts her hand on my.
She feels
it's
bad.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay, Joe.
Listen, as Richard El Dorado's
dead body.
That's so fun. That's cool.
As Richard El Dorado's closest friend, I know he was a God-fearing Christian. Joe, he's up in heaven. It's gonna be okay. Mr. Whiskers is in kitty
Hopefully
heaven.
his pain has been taken away.
It has.
Okay.
He waits to reunite with Mavis one day. Mm.
Yes.
She continues, you are a real asshole telling the lies.
We are really enjoying hearing you getting yelled at, I have to admit.
Sure. And now we leave Damn It All Red and go back to black.
Oh.
Mid-paragraph, mind you. You are not a real one who can help the victims. This is the truth because Brown Cotton is a real FBI man.
Oh, God almighty.
The den pen is exploding, by the way, with
of
like, oh, my
they,
God.
Of course
she's
they
off
are.
The charts.
Of course they are.
They're losing their minds.
I'm with you guys. I am with you guys.
You guys get to hear it. I have to live it.
Talking to her.
The scammers use the codes, and only FBI and Interpol can use the codes to trace them and locate the criminals.
The codes?
I don't know. Them in a suitcase. I don't know. These fucking hunters know nothing about the criminal hackers. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, do not contact me often, but I did the research after being scammed. You never know how to work on this. The scammers have the call center sending messages to the scammers' partners in order to work shifts to scam the victims. This we know.
Yeah, we know that.
There is only one way to solve the problems. Interpol can break the codes to locate them because they have the warrant. FBI, too. No, they can't. These cases, which is why everybody was impressed that you were actually getting responses. Because nobody else was.
Yeah. Yes, and yeah, you really weren't getting them.
You were part of a reload scam. That's okay. She continues, what is the truth? You are blind! I am fucking mad! And I see the wrong person because I found you can help nobody! I think it's time for the workbook, Jeff.
Wait. And at this point, you have to say, right back at you, babe.
No, she's mid-rant. I couldn't possibly.
Yeah, I know.
She's mid-riff.
Lisa says, maybe if you didn't CC them on everything.
Good point, Lisa.
Yes.
She goes, everything is over. Fuck off. All the mails will be sent to Brown Cotton as evidence because you will be involved in the case if you lie. Never contact me because you are not the real one.
Brown Cotton, but I'm sending it to Brown Cotton. You are as dumb as they come, lady.
I'm sending it to Brown Cotton so that he can get after you, fake Davin.
It's just so mixed up. I feel every week. I'm like, I feel bad for her. No, the tonight, folks, she's an asshole.
We continue.
Oh, more.
So-called Mr. Davin.
Ghost.
So-called.
We might have a subcategory.
So-called.
Drink.
You know what's funny? Because he's so sore as hell with him, and he doesn't think he's an expert now.
Lose my title.
So-called Mr. Davin.
Joe, does this mean I'm no longer a hairstylist?
Oh, God.
Am I reduced to receptionist at the hair salon?
Yeah. Yes, you'll make the appointments. But it's like so.
You're just bi-curious,
and the
Mr.
funny.
Davin.
And the funny thing is, it just dawned on me why so cool. And I'm like, because he doesn't think he's an expert.
He reduced his title.
So cool, Mr. Tashi.
You've been demoted. You're not the honorable so and so.
Oh, that's so funny.
You're so cool.
So cool.
She goes, I do not know how you will do the research. I did ask others to collect some info, too. Do you think I talk love with fucking Miller? You are evil! This Miller is a fucking liar! He is American. Of course, so-called Green, Jennifer Green, Brown Cotton are fucking Americans. These people never return any money to me.
Whoa, hold on. Miller was a soldier, but everything else, aren't they from England? The UK?
No, they're all Americans. They happen to be working in the UK, but they're all Americans.
He's shaking his head.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Miller told me he would kill himself, so I am waiting for his dead news. This just in.
His dead
I'm waiting. I'm going to kill my wife. Waiting for your dead news.
This just in. Jerry's still dead. Rock on.
Dead news.
Dead news. By the way, while we're stopped, Davin says, so-called Mr. Davin, in quotes, when did Davin begin his Jenner journey?
Ah, funny. And it's been a process.
And Lisa says, you've been demoted to shampoo person.
Aw. She goes, he is coward. He never kills himself. She's pissed off that he hasn't killed himself. I can't believe a scamming coward would not keep his word and kill himself.
How dare you not kill yourself?
You said
he won't kill himself.
You promised.
You said for reals this time.
Oh, God.
Wow. She's not just stupid. She's like evil.
Yeah. Brown Cotton once did it in jail. I don't know what he did in jail, but...
What, he killed himself in jail?
No, I think he did it in jail.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Proud of it.
Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois are from France. See the conversations between me and Miller last year. He said to me that he returned the money to me, but never. He's using me to get a job at the UN. Is he?
Oh, really? Because you're such a great fucking reference. Wait.
I was thinking what you were saying, like, you're a great fucking reference.
Wait a minute. Who's this Francois person? Did I miss some?
Interpol.
Oh, okay.
Francois.
Okay. Excuse me.
Francois. Francois. Me, oui. You're the bullshit.
Oui, is the bullshit.
See the conversations between me and Miller last year. He said to me that he would return the money to me, but never. He's using me to get a job at the UN. You Americans love to use people to get profits. Don't you see the truth?
To get profits, all the money's in the UK and Asia.
Supposedly.
You asshole. Yeah, if hypothetically, if everything is real, which it's not. But
yeah, I know.
But, you know, not for nothing. If it was, that's where all the dough is.
Yeah, we can refer to this as if it's real. Because,
if it's real, yes.
But we know.
That's what
we
should call it, say, if it's real.
If it's real.
If it was real.
So-called Mr. Davin continues.
So-called anti-scam hunters are killing me, too, because I reported many criminals to Interpol. They are cowards because they never contact the authorities. I dare say you never contact them either. This is why you are an asshole.
Hold it.
Now, Joe has a list of reasons that he'd like to add.
I am, but that one, I'm not going to put on the list because you did point out who the FBI is and all, you know, who was real in this and who's not.
I spoke to them.
That Pentagon. And you pointed out why it was real.
Maybe if I would have said it twice, it
would have
sunk in.
Yes, really. Maybe three times was the charm.
Maybe I just need to put that on fucking loop and be done with it.
The Pentagon? Yes, that Pentagon. That Pentagon.
That was my mistake. I should have been influenced by you. I should have repeated everything 90 damn times. Kind
of
have.
Well, 90 wouldn't have been enough for her. Holy mackerel.
I dare say you never contact them either. This is why you are an asshole. Do not deny it. Do not deny being an asshole.
He's given reasons.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, if I were picking a teammate based on intelligence between a puddle of slime and Ann Jackson, I'd pick the slime.
Yeah.
The whole rest of the den chimed in and said, me too. Me too.
At least the slime you can work with it.
Everybody
you know?
In the den is team slime.
Yeah.
I think you just insulted them. I'm not sure.
Wait. No.
You just called our fans team slime.
No.
Slime?
What they were referring to Ann Jackson is.
We're going to. No. Right. Works.
No, let him bail. Let him
why
bail.
Would you do that? She insulted the people.
But
no,
I patted
she didn't
him because
insult.
I was
I don't want them to feel. No,
I was
I'm not.
About
I value the people in
dead.
The chat.
About him, you worried about fake him.
And I'm worried
fake
about the people in the chat. They're not slime. They're going team slime between that and Ann Jackson.
Joe's
why am I explaining the fucking obvious, all right?
I don't know.
We've been listening to
the
same shit for the past 2 minutes.
You ruined the fucking bit, stupid.
That's late.
Why don't you put your little stocky cap on a little tighter?
Joe's a little too.
Joe's reliving his headshot from 1997.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah.
It was. You've been at this a long time. So have I. So. It is what it is.
Yeah, at the end of the day, yeah.
She continues, Parker Green is wicked because he sent me mail saying Miller is trouble in Dubai due to big quantity of gold bars.
Oh, no.
He asked me and Brown to help him. This is why I use my company money to help this fucking man.
Oh, my God.
They're helping with the gold bars?
Yeah.
That she's laundering.
Yeah. You've
been over this, Joe.
I understand. I'm reiterating. She's laundering.
She's the only one that doesn't know.
Who is greedy?
Fucking American mafias.
You are. You're in a laundering scheme, stupid.
Where were you in 2011? Think Reese Odyssey. She goes, I did tell Green to hold Miller's gold bars. You do not know the truth and judge the whole by yourself without doing any research. You are assholes. No doubt.
She's usually plural. Is that directed at us, too?
That was directed,
I think,
at
so.
These are true Americans. And you know what? We will end it there because we got a lot more to do.
The true Americans.
We've got to let the blood pressure go down a little bit.
Oh, next time we tackle this, we'll start off with another conversation between Jackson and Miller.
Oh, those are delightful.
So how many Mr. Davins did we have?
We only had two Mr. Davins, and everybody guessed three and four. So we all bid it this time. And they weren't even Mr. Davins. They were so-called Mr.
By the way,
Davins.
So-called. By the way, Puddle of Slime, guess two Mr. Davins. Puddle of Slime, Trump's fans.
Yes, yes.
But the
really
funny thing is, she is such a nut. She's questioning him. So now that because she's questioning him, she's calling him so-called Mr. Davin. That's the work of a mental patient.
Are you new?
Yes. I know. Oh, wow. It just boggles the mind.
And like I said,
I'm sitting there taking all this.
I know. You took a lot of abuse from somebody you don't even know.
But the funny thing is, you go, are you new? And it's like, but she, you know, there's one week you feel bad for her. One week she enrages you. One week you think she's in with them. Another, you know, the dynamic changes week to week with
but
her.
But we did learn a little bit more about the Pedro Simpson and the Jimmy Jones.
Yeah.
And how Brown was directly involved. No, we'll take care of the criminals. We're arresting all these people.
We're rounding
just
them
pay
up
the
right
money.
Now.
To pay for the original. Yeah.
But you want to notice something interesting about, like we were discussing before with the whole Pledge of Allegiance thing, where I was saying you don't have a definitive place to place your anger, so you direct it at something. She's directing her anger at America because she just knows this one soldier that went the whole thing, and she thinks.
But that's right out of the scammer playbook.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. Don't blame us. Blame Americans because they're pretending to be us.
But the funny thing, but the funny thing is, if she had any common sense, all the money, like I said before, is being moved around Asia and the UK. There's been nothing, with the exception of the U.S. a U.S. soldier. There has been nothing, no indication whatsoever in every correspondence that any of this has been transpired in the States. None of it,
or that the people claiming to be Americans are real.
Yeah.
Well, I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, you didn't realize the only people you're believing are the ones who lied to you and have not sent you the money. That's who you're believing. Remember?
Yeah.
I said
No, she didn't get it.
Didn't
that.
Register.
Right.
Yeah. See, now, if she was just a normal, run-of-the-mill...
Nitwit?
No. Rubber room candidate or mental patient is what the chat has been going with.
So politically correct they are.
Yeah, I know. I agreed with them.
Kay.
I said yes and yes.
Not disagreeing.
And the thing is that if she was just an actual, she had been scammed and she was just like an actual normal person who had been scammed and that was really just being delusional about it, like could not shake it, I wouldn't find this amusing. I would think this is really sad. But the thing is that she's so evil and that she's joined in with these people.
Miller's not killed himself yet. I'm waiting for his dead news.
When you hear stuff like that, you got to say, you know what? You really are slime.
Listen, victims are very hard to convince that they've been scammed sometimes.
Yeah.
They really are.
Well, that's
I've never, besides Anne, encountered one that is in full denial. Eventually, if you keep on telling them things that they don't want to hear, they'll just cut you off.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole thing is why she's calling you an asshole is because the all these Parker Green and all these guys are helping her trying to get her money back. What you're doing is you're just telling her that they're scams and you're not getting your money back. And that's what's frustrating her. I'm not saying that it's right. She's out of her freaking mind, but that's why she is sending all this frustration and hate to you and telling you that you're not an expert, because you're telling her she's not getting the money and they're scamming. She doesn't want to hear that. She's not going to allow that into her head. She allows it into her head, it's going to come to terms that she was scammed, and then she's done. She's emotionally done.
All right. Well, we will continue with Anne next week. We'll see the latest
plot twist with the Belinda thing.
Wow.
And, you know, the little side shoots.
Yep.
And everything. Next week's going to be a good show. We do our annual April Fool's show. Countdown the biggest fools of the year. Always a fun show to do.
Yes.
We'll do
besides
that.
Us.
Yes. You guys can also still do the alternative universe contest. We're looking for more of those because, you know, we're going to give away $25 and some stuff maybe. You know, we'll see.
You guys could write some really good ones.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Come on, we want to
see
some
more. They're intimidated by Trucker Tom because of his prowess.
I think so. But just think of the most ridiculous things that you can think of.
That's what Tom does.
Put it down.
That's what Tom does.
I know. We
and
love
they're
them.
Funny. Yeah.
They're funny.
So, listen, even if you're not listening live, go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Go to the notes section. Everything's there. Just put it there. It doesn't have to be done on Tuesdays.
Right.
You're just putting when the show airs live.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. It's okay.
Yeah.
We say tons of stuff that's not funny.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yes. Let's thank some folks, shall we?
We should.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call, 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. Cool thing is, come this Saturday, you see my daughter graduate to advanced red belt.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, she might be a black belt by the end of the year or something.
I'm afraid to come in the door. She might kick my ass.
It's been discussed. I said, well, how late's Joe going to be? And then we could...
Damn.
If Joe's not going to be here on time, let the nice lady live.
I see. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for running late. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The Mediterranean... Yeah, I can't speak anymore. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant.
Yes, it is.
Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear. See, there's a nice Jewish word for your bagel. Not a chmutzka, whatever you say.
I forgot the word.
You forgot it as soon as you said it.
Machaka or something.
Mushaka, something like that. No, that's not it.
Sounds delicious. Yeah. For your bagel. And they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Now, if the summer's coming, you want to get those low-fat choices. Look lean and healthy. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkrauts. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and, of course, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue, Chester, New York. Or give them a call, 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this show, you get 10% off, so that's worth it right there.
Yeah.
Tell them the dealio, yo.
When you get there for your mahookah, that's what it was.
Mahookah.
That's what Tom remembers.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater any dietary need, thus ensuring the visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that just happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets is also known for their special events. Coming up, the Bobby Valley Brothers Show on Friday, March 27th, which is a tribute to his brother Frankie Valley. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by my pal, side-spinning productions owner, Davin of Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or visit their website, PortobelloNewJersey.com. I'm going to spell that out. It's PortobelloNJ.com. PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Slide Spinning Productions. Hey, the people that produce those great comedy shows.
Whoa, yeah, they rule.
You guys need a comedian, a character performer for a kid's party, or an impersonator, karaoke. Give us a call. You know, you need a Santa Claus, we can do that in July, too.
We've done it.
Sure. SidesplittingProductions.com, SidesplittingProductions.com. Call me up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Mr. Curry, where will you be besides with me?
This Thursday, March 26th, I'll be at the VFW Post 516 for the Farmingdale Chamber of Commerce with my friends Joe Starr and Eric Tattaglione. So if you're there, sponsor the Farmingdale Chamber of Commerce, come on in.
Let's see, busy week. Wednesday, March 24, 2015, at Andiamo in Hallworth, New Jersey, starring Joe Bronzi, Jeff Lawrence, and Greg Radin. For tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. I am told this event is sold out, but sometimes tickets open up at the last moment. As an extra bonus, besides seeing me hang out, you get to see Pip Helix hang out.
Yes, I am going to be in the crowd.
Ah.
Of course, incognito, because I'll be amongst people who don't know I do this.
So if you want to blow up a cover, go to Andiamo.
Hey, I know stream. You. Yes, you're Pip Helix. Who's Pip Helix? Who's the Pip Helix?
Damn.
The most racist member of Davin's Den. Friday, March 27th. There'll be a fundraiser for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Orange County, New York, being held at Temple Hills Tavern and Catering in Vales Gate, New York, starring our pal Joe Curry.
Yay.
And me. For tickets, call 845-562-9816, extension 8, 845-562-9816, extension 8. I'm told a large turnout is expected for this.
Good.
Still tickets available. Also, March 27th, Side Spinning Productions is presenting the comics for the West Patterson Boys and Girls Club fundraiser, starring Joseph Anthony, Dr. Harry Friedman, and Rich Carucci. So you want to check that out. Again, I am told that show is sold out, but, you know, sometimes call the Boys and Girls Club, maybe somebody doesn't show up. And March 28th, I will be in Hillsdale, New Jersey. Saturday, March 28th, Hillsdale, New Jersey, at a firehouse. A lot of tickets sold. These usually sell out. For more information, call 201-452-0318. 201-452-0318. There are still a limited amount of seats available. This was a fun show tonight, kids.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the April Fool's show.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing Mahuka trending on Twitter.
Mahuka.
We're all looking forward to that. Mahuka. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in the live chat. Thank you guys for listening on replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.